Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, Jay?
Well, the intro seemed perfectly normal that time, so that was
perfect.
Great.
Hope you guys enjoy the intro for the Warp Pipe Wednesdays.
That's it.
Short and to the point.
So I've been watching Fallout.
Oh, you did? I watched, we actually got my wife to watch it too. We're two episodes in.
That's about where I'm at. So I've never played any of the games. Have you played them?
Very briefly, I played Fallout 4.
Okay, so you kind of jumped.
Well, 1 and 2, I believe, are on the PC only. And then 3 came out in 360 and PS3 and PC, obviously. But yeah, someone was like, I don't know, jump into 4. And it's definitely something. I mean, I want to get more involved into the series. I think maybe watching the TV show has excited a lot of people to play the games again or check out the series if they never played the game before.
Yeah. Yeah, I know nothing about the game, but the other day I watched maybe 15 minutes of it and I was like, this isn't for me. And I turned it off. And then I went to my buddy's house the next morning, to which him and his wife surprisingly told me they had been watching Fallout. And I was like, okay, really? And they're like, look, give it 2 episodes. And then if you don't like it, you know, you've give it a fair shake.
Right.
So tonight, my wife is out of town. So happy. It's her 40th birthday today. Happy 40th, Haley. She's at the beach with her sister and her mom and all that. So I've been maintaining the house by myself. So I've got lots of laundry to do. I don't know if you noticed also, I got a video out this weekend, which is probably because I was here by myself. And so I was like, I'm going to watch Fallout while I am folding clothes. So
oh, okay.
The first episode, I don't want to give any spoilers away, but the end of it was gnarly.
Right, right.
Like, that was a lot.
Well, they got to establish the main characters, essentially. And I think it's a longer episode, too, the first one. So, you know, the other ones, I believe, a little bit shorter. And then it gets the story going, and you're like, okay, this is where we're headed.
Yeah. So, but pretty cool. Like, I think I'm going to watch it. I tried to watch the Halo series.
Oh, okay.
And I saw maybe like 3, 4, 5 episodes. And I don't know, even as big of a Halo fan as I am, I just couldn't get into it. I tried really hard.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting because it's, you know, it's essentially supposed to be right catered to fans, to people who enjoy Halo, I assume. And if you couldn't get into it, then how are they going to capture these non-Halo fans as like, oh, I like sci-fi, maybe I'll check out this Halo series?
I honestly think that like TikTok and YouTube shorts have ruined my attention span. Because I'll find myself watching movies and TV shows and like, I just start looking at my phone and I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I can't focus for 30 minutes. Like, what is wrong with my brain? Like, our kids have no hope.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah. I said, I want to get back into, it's tough with the wife watching shows. Cause oftentimes, you know, by the time we sit down on the couch, she's usually good for like one episode. Because then if we try to push into 2, she'll pass out. And we're doing that with the second half, I guess, of American Horror Story that came out last year. Now it's the second half of this season and we were watching it. And then I did like a second episode. She passed out. So now she kind of has to catch up to speed, watch it again on her own time so we can move on.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. That's why I'm watching all this madness now while Haley's not here, because she's not going to have it. So,
right, yeah, my wife was a little curious. I was just trying to tell her, like, I know a little bit about Fallout. I know it's like 1950s vibe, and then there's sci-fi elements and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm not sure where the show's going to go, and I don't know a whole lot more to the story. So,
all I know is if we had made it to the end of the first episode with my wife, she would have been like, turn this off now. I'm not watching this.
Right. So curious to see how it goes. It says everyone that watched it that enjoys the games is raving about it. So like cool. I said, we'll see if I can go back and maybe play the games. I don't know if I should play Fallout 3, and there's New Vegas, which is, I think, maybe extra content to 3. I'm not 100% sure. The thing where I got lost is because it is this open world game with so much to do. You have your missions, but then you also have like crafting where you can
get
elements and I don't know, like bolts and stuff and like break things down and make other stuff. Because my friend Rob came over and was like, oh, like you're at this house, like you didn't break apart this bed. And like, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know about that. Where
didn't even know I could break a bed or bread. So
like with BioShock, it's more point A, go to point B. You kind of got a little bit of leeway where how to get there. But with Fallout, it's like, do what missions you want or go hang out in this element. And I'm like,
yeah, I need somebody to hold my hand a little more than that. That's right, why I haven't finished Breath of the Wild yet. Even though me and my son were playing it today.
You got to get it. I just laser focus on, well, not Breath of the Wild, but Tears of the Kingdom. I'm like, I'm in, I'm going to beat this, and then I'm putting it down and I'm done. I think I did 40 hours and I'm like, probably won't pick it up again.
Hey, at least you did it.
Right. Because I was thinking about maybe getting into Red Dead Redemption. Someone told me about that. It was a fun game, open world, cowboyish game.
Yeah.
But if I'm having the issues with Fallout being open world and all that, will I be able to focus on a cowboy game? I don't know.
I don't know. Russ, you remember the other day I told you that I scored some Super Nintendo games from a yard sale.
That's right. And I think that was on our last episode.
That's right. Because I had to take you the better picture and it looked better. So good job.
Perfect.
So I was really a little concerned because I felt that I had overpaid to easily resell, you know, and make my money back. And then the only game I decided to keep was Star Fox because I like that game and I wanted to play it.
Okay.
And add it to the collection. So everything else is like, all right, I'll get rid of the rest. So I'll give you an update. I paid $90 for it. I have since sold 5 games and I've made back $80. So I sold 3 for 20 apiece.
Yeah.
And then, no, sorry, make that 6 games. I sold 2 for 20 apiece. And then 4 for 10 apiece. So we're at 80. So I only got 10 to go to make that 90 back. And I bet I have like 6 or 7 games left to sell.
And so where did you sell these? How'd you go about selling
them? OfferUp, I think, worked well for me. Okay. So I had one guy buy 3, or no, it was 4. He bought Mario World, Donkey Kong, Lion King, and Aladdin, and he was spent 20, 20, 10, 10 for those.
Okay.
And then today I had a guy buy Mrs. Pac-Man and what was the other one? I can't recall. It was another just kind of like $10 game, but he spent like $20 and got 2 games. So,
okay.
So far I'm pretty happy that I'm like only $10 shy of making my money back. And I basically get to keep Star Fox for free and then the rest of it. So I'll profit. So,
right. I mean, that's basically what most people are trying to do. If you have a game collection and you're trying to further it and you don't have a lot of expendable money, you're like, all right, I'm going to buy some stuff. Hopefully you can sell it. And I mean, a week turnaround time is pretty good, I would say.
Well, I will say that is how I built my entire collection. And I regretfully did not
document or.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. I didn't document that progress because had I documented it, much like our friend Retro Rick did, maybe I would be sitting a little higher subscriber count. But it's so funny because I always hear Aaron talking about like how he just thought like reselling was such a shameful thing early on. But I thought everybody did it. We just didn't tell people about it.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Or I just thought like, you know, like you just put a little reasonable, profit on it and didn't gouge it. You know what I mean?
Right. If it's sells for 10, you're selling it for 8 or whatever, making $2.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you paid 5, you sell it for 8 and you're not selling it for 15 or whatever, you know? Right. So you just get to make a little bit of money back. But so I always find it really interesting that, he didn't do that back then. And I also really regret not documenting the fact that that's how I got pretty much everything behind me. So
there we go. Nice.
What's been up with you, Russ? I feel like I'm like running my mouth tonight. So
that's fine.
I have a word.
I got some news. We'll see how it goes. We announced this once before, but we have put an offer in on another house.
Let's go. Is it South Carolina? Is it the one next to me? I didn't see you guys over there.
We didn't get to look at it. I didn't even get to look at this house because of when the showing was. It literally went up yesterday, and they wanted final offers 10 o'clock tonight, and they're going to decide Tuesday, I believe, now, because then we got something else brought to our attention. But there was two houses we were looking at. One was a lot larger, had more square footage, really big basement, but it was...
That's what you want.
Yeah, it did need like a new roof, so there was going to be some cost into that and some other cosmetic stuff, but I forgot how to explain it. The people who own it have stopped making their mortgage payments. So
I can't remember what that's called.
Right. So like the bank's going to eventually take it, but right now they're taking offers before it goes into foreclosure. And we had an appointment to go see it today, and they just canceled on us, the people. And I'm like, they can do that? My wife's like, yeah, like they're probably at like their wit's end of like, we don't care, whatever, the bank's going to take it anyways.
Right.
So we didn't get to see that house. So we had found this one yesterday. Wife went to go see it with her dad, looked at it. We're like, all right, we're going to put an offer in on it. So we're waiting to hear. And this house cost a lot less than the other one. Taxes in the town are a lot lower, but it is a little bit smaller. It doesn't have a basement, which I always found weird. Like, I thought all houses have basements, but you don't have a basement, right?
Nope, not in the South. It's like one out of like 15.
Right. So I was like, okay, but it's still spacious. And I guess we just got something brought to our attention where the property is, there's some contingency of like, if there's like a electrical company somewhere nearby, and it's something like, if they have to come into the yard and dig up over this portion, like we have to be okay with it. Or something. Like if we put like a bed of flowers there, they can dig it all up, and then we're out the flowers. But if it's just grass, they'll dig it up and then replace it at their cost. So it's kind of this weird thing. Some people are like, hey, if you want to pull out on the bid, like because of this thing, let us know. So they're kind of giving people the one extra day because they were going to decide tonight. So now we'll find out.
Giving you the out.
Yeah. So, but we're still, I think, going ahead with our bid and hoping to see if we get this one, because it's definitely so tough. You like, one, you have to kind of fall in love with the house because you have to picture yourself in it and like, okay, we can do this, but then you lose it and now you have to go fall in love with another house, and it's like,
right,
it was like dating, you know.
Yep, it's like dating. I get it. Me and Haley went through that process. I will just say, I know it's Stephanie, right? That's your wife's name.
Yep. Yeah,
I know she doesn't want to change licenses to South Carolina, but I'm telling you now, Russ, you can get a lot more house for a lot less price.
Oh, I know it.
And a lot better weather.
I'm sure that house across the street from you is going probably for half of what we're offering on this one.
That house will probably go from, my guess is upper threes, lower fours. Like,
yeah.
$350,000 to $400,000.
Okay, I think that's probably about where we offered on.
But this house is also one of the biggest houses in our neighborhood. Like, probably like over 3,000 square feet.
The one good thing I do like is the area. It's more woodsy, and there's more space in between neighbors, and we
get
a nice view. And I wish I could bring up the listings, but I can't find it that fast. But
that's okay.
Steph was like, Jay is gonna flip out on this, so we'll see if we get it. There is a space above the attic.
Is it similar to what we have here?
Essentially where the master bedroom is, you go through a door and then it opens up into a giant closet. So
no way,
that would be my game room. Would be,
that's so funny. Oh dude, that's wild. Well, you know it can be done, Russ.
So we'll see if we end up getting the house. We would know once this posted, so maybe I can drop a insert in or something.
There you go. Cool. Sweet.
Hey, everyone. Future Us, just jumping into the podcast. We got the house! So we're homeowners. We haven't closed yet, but we won the bid.
They accepted our offer. Right. That's the first start.
So super excited. tons of videos coming for that new Epic Game Room tour, and I have to move all this
again.
There's pizza and beer in for anyone who wants to come over.
Lots to do. Very excited.
Good deal.
So, if so, then I'm going to have to be moving a lot of stuff for sure to get the everything set up, but it'd be exciting.
Shoot me a call or text when you find out.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to be in the know.
Be in the know. Trying to think anything else going on. I've been, so I took apart my Rob the Robot because I've been using
it
in a bunch of episodes. And so shout out to David Apuzzo. He hooked me up with a copy of Gyromite, and I brought my CRT TV over, and there's a like demo mode so you can move Rob willingly, you know? And I was like,
oh, that's cool.
Okay, if I could do this, I can set a green screen up behind him and get some movements of him going up, turning, opening his arms and all that. But he was having some issues turning left and right. So I looked up a YouTube video, and they're like, oh, it's common that these gears come unglued that are supposed to be together. So you have to put a little super glue in there. So I fixed one of them, but then when I added the super glue to the other one, it ended up seeping a little bit like onto the plastic gear. And I was like, and I didn't notice. So now I ordered a big bag of assorted gears, hoping that the same size is in there so I could put it in. And then he should be functional again. And hopefully I can then get some good B-roll of him.
What's funny about my Rob is when I got him, my friend Todd had taken it apart. And I've never actually completely put it back together. It's just sitting.
Oh, wow.
Because no one touches it, and it's only like a visual. It's if anybody went to pick it up, the bottom would fall off.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I had watched, if you heard of this channel, Element 14. They have Ben Heck used to do a lot of DIY stuff with them, and they had some guy like super upgrade Rob where they put servo motors in him so his head can go up and down. They have like a controller so he can go up and down like this, move a little bit better. They put a projector in his eye. So then they were playing like Nintendo games, like with him projecting onto the wall.
That's wild.
And I was like, oh man. And I think they'd added voice commands as well to him. And I'm like, I mean, if I could just get the head movement too, that'd be freaking dope.
That'd be gnarly, right?
Yeah. So we'll see. Goals.
Goals. Life goals.
Yeah. Got that going on. And then, yeah, I just been working on some videos. Oh, I do have a special guest on, which would be yesterday's video in the future here for Top 3 Tuesday. I'm talking about games that kept you up all night, whether it was a midnight release game or if it was just a game that you were really enjoying. So you were playing super late at night or like, you know, kept going. You wanted to see the end essentially. And so
each
week I try to get a new like YouTuber guest on to participate and put their own thoughts on that. So I reached out to someone and they're going to be, I don't know if you want me to surprise you with it or.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I want to be surprised or not. Just text me and tell me the answer so that way we don't ruin it. Well, or will it already be known by now?
Well, yeah, because this episode will come out Wednesday and Tuesday's Top 3 Tuesday.
All right, then spoil it because I'm dying to know.
It is no other than Michael B. the Game Genie.
Oh, no way. So it's funny. I mentioned Michael B. the Game Genie in my video today.
Right.
I know. I was making fun of him. Because he was talking about, because I said now before he played arcade one up cabinets, he actually played Nintendo games. Dude, that's rad. I love Michael B.
Yes, I reached out to him. I was like, would you be able to do like a, you know, it's like a minute, 2 minute video, this and that. And he's like, yeah, I could do that. I was like, sweet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Russ, so I have to ask you, I told you several weeks ago that I incited violence on you. How did you feel about how you were disrespected on my video today?
Dragon punched me. I mean, I was more disrespected is that I didn't get to do number 5 or 7 or whatever number.
So what's funny is I almost called you because I had initially asked people and like I asked Brandy and from Gamer Aimer, and I think she just forgot. I asked another guy and he kept sending me a video and it would not render for whatever reason. I don't know. It was like maybe the file was different. So I ended up asking Megadan29 last minute if he could do it. But then I forgot my friend Jordan sent me that video for number 7 because he was at Blockbuster in Oregon or wherever it was.
Yes.
And then I asked Andy to do it when he was at Game Jam South. And then I asked him to do it again because he filmed it vertical and not.
I know. I was like, come on.
And but I think he's so used to filming TikToks now for the
store.
Oh my gosh, what's for the store? Yeah, that I can't. My favorite store. I can't think of the name of the video game tavern. Jeez Louise, Jay. So I sent him another. I sent him a text. I was like, can you please film it vertically? And he never did it. So I guess he just didn't have time. Which is
yeah.
So I just put it in. It was what it was.
That's it.
And then I asked Eric and Jared, but I really came this close to asking you because
You had messaged me and I was literally at a concert and I was like,
yeah,
I mean, I could do it, but I'm at a concert. I'd rather just, you know, be in my studio and shoot.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you were releasing it that fast. I would have been like, oh, sure. When I get
No, it's totally fine. And my plan is to try to do more of that, more like community involvement. And just because like, I feel like that's kind of missing nowadays, not with your videos. You've clearly been doing a great job with that recently. But like, I think there was a time when I kind of got away from, you know, showing love to other people in the community. So trying to bring it back, make YouTube great again. I'm going to be the Donald Trump of YouTube. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. You can take it how you want to.
There you go. Yeah, definitely having that community engagement. And like I said, I'd like to do a follow-up like video reply to your video of like,
yeah,
top 10 games that I need to complete. So we'll see if I could get that the following week or so. I've been trying my best to get the topics of like, you know, a week ahead. So I have time to contact the person who I want to be on. So they have time to film it and then I can write stuff. So we'll see. It's been going pretty good. And I did just post a DIY video of me working on my PlayChoice 10 cabinet, the arcade cabinet.
I saw it. I watched the whole thing.
Thank you.
Because I watched you do the fast speed up of you doing the hair
sticker.
Dryer to get the thing off. And it's like, man, that was a lot of work.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I
loved that time frame. That was cool.
Yeah, I thought it'd be nice to show the clock and show how actually long, because I sped up the footage, put some lo-fi music. So it's just good visual. But I was using my mom's hair dryer because the cabinet's at my mom's house and I have my heat gun here at the studio. So I didn't bring it. So it would have went a little faster probably with the heat gun because it get hotter, but I still have to do the other side. I haven't done it. I just showed the one side in camera. So I got to get the other decal off
and that's then we'll
move ahead. But it's good to, you know, kind of bounce around. I am working on a custom shifter knob. Out of a Funko Pop, a Pikachu Funko Pop. I did one for myself, and my friend Mark sent me one from him, and he wants me to make him a Babam shifter knob as well, Mario Babam.
So
those are some videos in the works in the future.
I got to do my giveaway. I still haven't done that. So, like, but being at my mom's every other weekend and then just having kids and doing homework and trying to go to the gym 4 nights a week, and it just, like, man, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how you do it, Russ. Like, I don't know. I don't know if you really want a house. I'd stay in that condo where you don't have to do yard work because that's one less thing you got to worry about.
That is true. And the driveway that we have is like super long. And I'm like, who's going to shovel that? I was like,
oh, yeah, like snow. Yeah, have fun with that.
I was like, I'm literally going to have to park my car at like the end of the driveway so then I could just walk to it and then just drive out into the street.
Another reason to move to the south. It never snows here.
That is true.
So
we'll see. We'll see. Anything else going on? I don't know if I announced it on the podcast or this and that. I am going to be 2 guests at 2 different conventions coming up at. What is it? I think it's June 9th is SoCal Retro Gaming Expo in California. I'll be there as a guest. So I'll be there both days. If you're going to that, you can come say, hey, Russ, what you doing? Or, hey, listen to the podcast. I'm going to try to bring a bunch of stickers and stuff to hand out. And I'll be making a video on that whole event as well, because we're flying out there anyways to see my wife's sister because she already had a baby. So we're going to visit the baby, do some stuff and do the game convention. And then in, I believe it's October, Retro Game Con in Syracuse, New York. I'll be there as a guest as well. I'll have a booth and I'll be selling my NES overlay stickers, Super Nintendo overlay stickers, maybe some custom consoles and controllers, depending how many I can make in that time frame. But that should be a good show as well. And it should be at Retro World Expo. That's the one that's in Hartford, Connecticut, where I live. So there's no reason I shouldn't at least make an appearance to that one. Whether my car is going to be on display, I don't know.
I think I'm going to beg Haley to let me go to SoCal next year. Because it'd be cool to see like NES Complex and Mort and Aaron and Gabbo and Ricky and all those guys. So.
Right, the whole, yeah, West Coast crew.
West Coast, best coast. So they say.
Yeah, definitely excited. I saw the little video that they put out with what's going to be there and like skateboarding and all the fun stuff. So I'm like, yeah, it should be good.
I told Aaron, I said, look, when you get Blink-182 there, that's when I'll come.
maybe like, well, they are going to have a like cool cover band playing.
Yeah.
And he said they're going to play some music from like the Tony Hawk soundtrack. So I think it'd be a good time for sure. While their people are skating, they have a half pipe set up.
So it was funny because a couple days ago, probably like a week or so ago, Aaron messaged me and he was telling me about that. And he was like, you got to remember this track. And it was like some track from Tony Hawk that he was just like raving about. And I, for the life of me, did not remember it at all. And he wrote Fake Gamer.
You're not real.
Not real. Fake Jeez. Gamer right here.
So we'll see. So yeah, if you're going to conventions, let us know. I know there was a few that passed this few weeks. But
and CG's coming up, even though I'm not going to be there, you should go. Not you, Russ, because I think you're busy, but everybody else.
Southeast Game Exchange in South Carolina. Yeah, definitely a good one. Hopefully, maybe next year we could plan something and we could do a live weekly Warpipe episode there.
That would be awesome.
I think that'd be neat for like a panel. So we'll see. Pitch it to Austin.
I'll do it. We'll do the guard Austin weekly Warpipe. Let's go.
This reminds me of our Patreons, because we have an Austin in the Patreon. I give a shout out to them. Dan Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Living Good, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16, and Austin Mills. You support the show by heading over to patreon.com/RussLyman, or you could call into the show and leave us a message. 949-682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Be a good time.
Call and tell me I need to shave because I'm starting to look like Santa Claus. This is getting a little ridiculous here.
There we go.
Civil War J over here.
Civil War J. Little salt and pepper.
That's right.
Well, appreciate you guys watching, listening, and hanging out with us. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit.